And that's the group Unit Well, and they hail from Paris, France. And we heard a track there from an album called Égarés, and that dates from 2016, I think. I don't have the date handy. Oh, my goodness. But Unit Well. And that's available on Bandcamp. I have time, I think, just to fit this one more track. Just barely. I'm going to jump right into it because I can barely fit it. This is something from the Physics House Band.
Thank you.
All right, while these guys play for you in 7/8 time, it's time for me to say goodnight. Thanks for listening, folks. Been a pleasure, always is. Stashu's coming up in just about a minute. Daniel Blumen follows Comrade Daniel Blumen at 9 p.m. He'll take you till midnight. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week, I hope. Our fundraising marathon starts next Monday. Don't miss it. You're tuned naturally to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, and RUP, Lynn County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. See you next time.
It's gonna be a kind of loud show, right? From our sponsors.
Our battle cry is LSD. Let's sell descriptively.
Some swimsuits live far away from when now begins, sitting it out on the edge of things, but not the savage suit. See it move with the lines of a swimming cat. It runs to the edge of... Who is that? Here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. Run away. Run away. Run wild. Run wild. Get lost. Get lost, baby. The Savage Suit by Gull of California.
against America!
The crowd was starting again.
Can only mean one thing. That must mean that's the ding for the next song, right? Isn't that the next song ding? Here.
Next song!
Ding, ding. That's the ding.
Just a little bit.
the next song.
Krzywi, ani siodołeczka, bo mu poprawiła moja kochaneczka. Z góry jedź, na dolinie kamuj. Szanuj, hej, dziewczę, tak, szanuj, że oszanuj.
Join the free speech movement, they yelled, and someone wrote a four-letter word on the sidewalk. Do you believe in free speech? The girl asked. I said, hardly, but I might give you a break on a demo if the deal looks good. What about freedom of the press? She murmured dangerously. Didn't we do the whole campaign for the Houston Chronicle, I offered?
The Houston Chronicle. The Houston Chronicle.
Next thing I knew, we were being swept along by an angry mob out into Sunset Strip. Some guy ran up to the girl I was with and hollered, "Make love, not war." Then he kissed me on the mouth. I was just about to hit him when my girl grabbed me and screamed, "No, no, be for everything." "I am," I said. "Didn't we do Sears?"
"Hey, it's Clyde from Sears."
"Yes, and please open your ears. I'm here to tell you there's trouble in this town, because it's too spread out and you have to run if you want to get all your shopping done.
If you're smart, you'll start discovering that Sears has everything.
You're racing here for this.
Right.
Chasing there for that.
Right.
For a watch that's Swiss or a Paris hat.
Yeah.
It's a crime.
Oh.
An awful waste of time.
If you're smart, you'll start discovering that Sears has everything.
Do you have pipes?
We have briar pipes, drain pipes, pitch pipes, main pipes, stove pipes, horn pipes, kitchen pipes, corn pipes. Better begin believing we even have bagpipes.
If you're smart, you'll start discovering that Sears has everything.
I tell you, friends, there's trouble in this here world.
Trouble.
The hardest thing I say is to find enough hours in the day. It takes precious time to go from store to store. At Sears, you only go from floor to floor.
If you're smart, you'll start discovering that Sears has everything.
ja się żenić nie chcę, bo mi nie trzeba żony. Pojadę na wojnę w te dalekie strony. Pojadę na wojnę w te dalekie strony. Żebyś ty dziewczyno drugiego nie miała, ty z wojenki wrócę, żebyś mnie czekała. Ty z wojenki wrócę, żebyś mnie czekała.
It's time for the next song!
Quisiera abrir lentamente mis venas, mi sangre toda, verterla a tus pies. Para poderte demostrar que más no puedo amar y entonces morir después. Y sin embargo, tus ojos azules, azul que tiene el cielo y el mar, viven cerrados para mí sin ver que estoy aquí, perdido en mi soledad. Sombras nada más, acariciando mis manos. Sombras nada más, en el temblor de mi voz. Pude ser feliz, y estoy en vida muriendo.
Y entre lágrimas viviendo, el pasaje más horrendo de este drama sin final.
Sombras nada más. Entre tu vida y mi vida, sombras nada más, entre tu amor y mi amor. Qué breve fue tu presencia en mi hastío, qué tibias fueron tus manos, tu voz.
Como luciérnaga llegó tu luz
y disipó la sombra de mi rincón. Yo quedé como un duende temblando, sin el azul de tus ojos de mar,
que se han cerrado para mí sin ver que estoy aquí,
perdido en mi soledad.
Sombras nada más, acariciando mis manos. Sombras nada más, en el temblor de mi voz.
Pude ser feliz y estoy en vida muriendo.
Y entre lágrimas viviendo el pasaje más horrendo de este drama sin final.
Sombras nada más,
entre tu vida y mi vida. Sombras nada más, entre tu amor y mi amor.
And now it's time for the next song.
Thank you.
No, it's time for the next song.
En cofre de vulgar hipocresía, ante la gente oculto mi derrota. Payaso con careta de alegría, pero tengo por dentro el alma rota. En la pista fatal de mi destino, una mala mujer cruzó el camino. Soy comparsa que juego con mi vida, pero siento que mi alma está perdida. Payaso. Soy un triste payaso que oculto mi fracaso con risas y alegría que me llenan de espanto. Payaso. Soy un triste payaso que en medio de la noche me pierdo en la penumbra con mi risa y mi llanto. No puedo soportar mi careta. Ante el mundo estoy riendo y dentro de mi pecho mi corazón sufriendo. Payaso, soy un triste payaso que en medio de la noche me pierdo en la penumbra con mi risa y mi llanto. No puedo soportar mi careta. Ante el mundo estoy riendo y dentro de mi pecho mi corazón sufriendo. Payaso. Payaso.
That ding means it's time for another radio drama. Yeah, that's right. After 1 week of pause from radio drama.
There's a live drama.
Dude, it, yeah, because life gets in the way.
Wait a second here.
Now, if you remember, 2 weeks ago, you probably don't remember 2 weeks ago, but here is a recap. Last week on Here Noir There. Oh wait, there wasn't a last week because Jason wasn't here nor there, but there, but not here. Well, you know what I mean. Anyway, two Mondays before, we met Punch, Private Eye, and a Great Dane in distress, and both were in a whole lot of trouble. There was a red herring. No, not the literary device, but an actual red herring that smelled fishy. Okay, let me back up. You see, the Dane was in distress because she lost her human to a fire. And she sniffed out Punch P.I., well, because he reeked of booze. Anyway, there were light bulbs and whipped cream and lap dances. Wait. No, there were no lap dances. Okay, so the Dane and Punch were hot on the trail of the suspicious red herring, and then after it showed up out of the blue, acting really funny, like it didn't know what from what, and then, like, they're just like, what was that red herring? And then those clues led the two fateful main characters down a trail that led them to a light bulb factory in Grand Rapids, where Punch P.I. and the Dane had a near miss with a Shakespearean mafia. And then there was another near miss, actually. You might have missed it, actually. The Dane saved Punch's life from a mysterious gunman that could have shot Punch's head clear off, but instead offed a light bulb, which in traditional puppet show fashion... Well, because this was a puppet show, right?
Yeah, it was a puppet show.
Yeah,
That's why we had one here last week.
We had to do a real puppet show. This is actually a puppet show. So the visual representation of an idea, that's what was shot out. Anyway, Punch thought he had a great idea. Anyway, and nothing's consistent here. Let's just back up to the moment where the Dane saved Punch's life. Because really, it's kind of pretty cool. And also, because this is a polka radio show, the Dane now has acquired a Polish accent.
It was about to hit you.
Wow. If you've ever been pounced on by a Great Dane, thank your lucky stars. Once I was able to breathe again, I realized, while she might have saved my life, this daring assassin did manage to shoot out the idea I had just come up with. While it was still contained in a light bulb floating above my head. Who would do such a thing?
Are you okay, Mr. Punch?
Oh, yes. Once the ringing stops in my ears, I might be, yes.
Why do you have rings in your ears?
No, the ringing from the gunshot in my ears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess you did just save my life, so I guess I will take your case.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Punch, but I don't think they were aiming for you. It seems they wanted to shoot out the light bulb that appeared above your heads.
How peculiar.
Maybe they just didn't want you to look at the light bulb because then you see spots.
An assassin who's overly concerned with my vision. I need to think about this. You know, I think we need to go for a walk.
Oh, I love a walk.
Oh, of course you do.
A Dane, a detective, and a daring red herring. All in a dusty old room.
And the herring slipped out a little too soon.
So now we all venture into the cold, damp night.
To smell the smells and see all the sights.
Scene 2. The drive.
She was a fast walker. And a schnoz that sniffed out nothing but trouble. Why was she in such a hurry? This wasn't adding up, and I was terrible at math. I didn't know what to do. I needed to look into my notes. This case is full of holes. I couldn't wrap my head around it. My only idea was shot out as fast as it popped into my tiny little skull. Who wouldn't like my ideas? And why? My ideas are great. I think I'm a great idea. Yeah, why? What? Oh! All right, let's go. Hey, Dane, let's get in the car.
Can I stick my head out the window?
It's a convertible. Just don't drool on my seats.
Mr. Punch, Mr. Punch, why don't you watch the road?
Oh, because I like surprises.
Oh, like trains?
Whoa, that was a close one.
Watch out for the train.
Now, suppose I told you that I had an idea.
Well, suppose I propose you tell me.
Suppose it was an idea that someone didn't want me to have.
Oh, you don't suppose that someone was me, do you?
I suppose I don't really know.
Well, suppose I was guilty. Why would I come to you in the first place?
Well, suppose you wanted to lead me astray.
Suppose I was astray. What would I get out of it? I'm not a dog chasing my own tail. I want answers, too.
Well, suppose your nose smelled a rose by a hose, and you chose to nice clothes for your toes, and a flock of crows crowed in the show, and the show...
No, this blows.
Sorry, I was working on my poetry. All right, well, listen. Why would someone shoot out my idea, huh?
Oh, you're crazy. It was just a light bulb.
Light bulbs, huh?
Light bulbs.
Yeah, it was a light bulb, wasn't it?
They don't want you looking into the light bulbs.
The light bulb. Wait a minute.
What?
That's it.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know, but they don't want us looking into light bulbs.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's okay. This is the Dance With Me Stanley show, and it doesn't have to.
Oh.
And there just happens to be a light bulb factory in Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids?
Yes,
what
it's
is
not
that?
Far from Detroit. Yes. Do you know anything about it, huh?
Oh, Grand Rapids. I do. Remember, a package from Grand Rapids arriving before the house burned down and killed my human. What would it mean?
I don't know, but
what
it...
What does it mean?
Well, it might just be the vaguest clue I've ever driven 2 hours for, so you better hope it's a good one.
Oh, but Mr. Punch, it was your idea.
Oh, right.
I am just going along for the ride.
All right, well, we're almost there, so
and
get ready to go.
And so, the pup and the clown met in the shadows of night.
Punch P.I.'s driving gave the Great Dane a great fright.
Questions need answers, but answers evade.
So we arrive in Grand Rapids to see how the sausage is made.
Sausages? What happened to the light bulbs?
I'll say it's a metaphor for the light bulb, I think.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I don't know.
All right, I got you.
Yeah.
Scene 4, the light bulb factory. Punch and the Dane sneak into a dimly lit factory, hiding behind boxes.
Now this is an odd collection of items in a warehouse. This was a light bulb factory, so why would they need whipped cream and banana peels? It's making me hungry. My stomach was about to become the next victim of this case. Huh. Oh, this is interesting. A box of gunpowder. Huh. My day was starting to get interesting. Like that time when I was a kid and Jimmy Schlotsky hung me up by my underwear on a doorknob and I had to
what
cry
What are
my...
you talking about?
What? Oh, sorry. That was supposed to be my inner dialogue. You
but I heard it.
Oh, you weren't
I
supposed to hear that.
I'm
you weren't...
hearing your inner dialogue.
Sorry. You weren't supposed to...
I hear the footsteps. It must be bad guys. The bad guys.
Oh, quick, hide behind these boxes.
Okay. Now come hither, thespian mafia. The boss herring has words for all of us.
Yeah. That's right. Hear, my friends of good esteem. Come gather round and let's review the scheme. I've got these bulbs, but I've removed the spark. So when they flip the switch, the room turns dark.
Yeah, and I'm over here and I fill these bulbs with powder from a gun. Turn one on and boom! goes everyone.
Yeah. And these all have banana cream inside. Mm-hmm. And when they flip the switch, they all get pie.
Hey, have we been talking funny like this the whole time?
In fact, we have. Mm. It's called iambic rhyme.
Hello, boys.
Oh, hey, boss. How you doing, boss? How you doing, Miss Herring?
Yeah, so it went off without a hitch.
Oh, great. All right.
Fire department says it was faulty wiring, just like we planned.
Perfect.
I've locked in the insurance policies, and the mayor will have all the needed building permits in the morning. Is everything loaded in the truck?
Did you load the truck?
Oh, yeah, I loaded the truck. Yeah, everything's in the truck,
wonderful.
Boss. Yeah.
And then let's go, boys. Detroit's a little cold tonight, and we gotta heat things up.
Wow. Huh. Well, I'll be damned. The red herring wasn't a red herring after all, but the leader of the thespian mafia. Huh, so dramatic. I needed a plan. Also, I'd like to stop by the old Coney Island Diner and grab one of those banana splits. I'm starving.
Pay attention.
What? Oh, what? What?
Mr. Punch, I can hear your inner voice.
Oh,
again.
Sorry, you're not supposed to hear that.
Mr. Punch, look. Look. Look
what?
Here.
Oh,
there is a notebook. I found it.
What does it say on it?
In this light bulb factory.
Wait.
It says, secret evil plan.
Well, slap me with a crowbar.
I have a crowbar.
Call me
I have one here.
Gently. Slap me.
Okay.
Yes, gently.
Okay.
Okay. Now, secret evil plan. Maybe it's got a map of the freezer. Maybe it's.
Mr. Punch, focus!
Okay, sorry. All right, yeah, you're right. This could, what does it say?
Focus.
Let's look in here. Okay, page one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we are,
What is. So now we find out what it says in the secret evil plan.
All right, listen closely here. Step one, burn down old houses with exploding light bulbs. Step two, make a deal with the city to build brand new condominiums with sexy bathrooms.
Oh, let me read step three.
All right, step three, tell them.
Hidden under the pile of bureaucratic red tape, receive millions of dollars which should be rightfully going to fund schools and hospitals through tax captures.
What? That's right.
That's only, that they can only do that here.
Only legal in Detroit, that's right. This tax capture is only a policy Detroits can experience.
It's what is step four?
Oh, step four. Yeah, they're getting distracted by tax captures. Spend a tiny fraction of the money building fake cardboard facades of fancy condominiums with sexy bathrooms.
Ooh, sexy bathrooms.
Yes.
Step five. Invest the rest of the money in edible bathing suits. Mr. Punch.
What?
We need to take this to the authorities immediately.
Actually, I've got a much better idea.
Idea?
Yes. Let's follow that truck of those mafia guys.
Okay.
Let's go.
And so, we return to Punch's office, freshly remodeled, with sexy bathrooms.
Wow, Mr. Punch! The flavor of fried red herring is almost identical to Polish herring I used to eat.
Yes, you know, it's an old fried red herring recipe that my family learned. I learned it from Judy, actually, back in the old slums of old England. You know, Dane, their evil secret plan was pretty brilliant and evil.
Evil.
But you know what? It was about as American as apple pie. That's right, you know, the real American dream. Take what's not yours and make a quick buck. You know, and who's to say this town doesn't need more sexy bathrooms?
Mr. Punch.
Oh, hey, Peggy, how you doing?
Hey, we have three new flavors of the edible swimwear for your approval.
Oh, fabulous, Miss Peggy. You know, I think it's time for another raise for you. Third one this week.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Punch.
No problem.
Punch.
You deserve it.
So these are the flavors. Baja Blast Bikini.
Uh-huh.
Southern Style Sweet Tea Trunks.
Brilliant.
And Banana Fudge Speedo.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to wear that one tomorrow. Hold on one sec. Oh, what's that? Oh, my phone's ringing. Oh, phone's ringing.
Ow.
Oh, whoa. Sorry, the phone fell on the floor, and now it's ringing again. Okay, hold on a second. It's the mayor. Oh, I got the, hold on, let me take you off hold. Yes, Mr. Mayor? Uh-huh.
And so,
those new kinds.
It turns out,
you know, Mr. Mayor, I'll be
that
happy
the
to
punch
make a campaign contribution.
And Dane,
right. No,
the punch and Dane, they, along with the secretary, they went along with the evil plan, and, that's just how it went. So, my friends, that's how it concludes. That is the story of... Hello? Hello?
Yes, this is the operator. I'd like to patch you through to the next song.
Did you say the next song?
Yeah, the next song. I'll patch you in now.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
We would like the next. I accept the call.
Okay, great. I'll patch you in.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us on another exciting episode of Dance With Me, Stanley. We'd like to especially thank the Box Cutters. What's that, Jason? Trash?
Box Cutter Collective, who helped us write this episode of Neither Here Nor There.
Hey, you're the one that did the film Here Nor There.
Here Nor There.
Yeah.
Did a Here Nor There.
I recognize you.
Yeah, I recognize you.
Can I have your autograph? Oh, my God.
No,
oh
I don't even know how to write.
Can I have your autograph? Oh, my God.
You have to talk to Stashu first.
Okay. Stashu.
Yeah, Stashu's my handler.
Okay, hi. Someone in the comments asked if we're going to do another episode of...
I just got an idea.
Here, what?
Let's do another episode.
We're going to do another episode?
Yeah, I think we should.
Do you think we should do it after the fundraising marathon?
Probably so, because we need to write it first.
Yeah, because next week I'm going to have a co-host, Bucci!
Woo!
And guess who's on the boards right now? V!
Hey!
We want to thank V, and we want to thank everybody on the comments board. We want to thank B. We want to thank Swivs. We want to thank... Who else do we want to thank?
All the great people. All the good people.
There's a lot of people on the comments board.
All those people.
I'm gonna read them out loud.
All
right.
All of them?
All right. I'm going to read every single one.
All right, everybody sit down.
One.
Take a break.
All right.
Go ahead and go get yourself a drink.
I'm going to read all the comments.
All the comments.
On the comments board. All right. Not all the comments. No, just the names of the commenters. All right, starting out with, we'd like to thank Richard S., Drunken Creep, Blues Boomer, Feldy, Dennis, Ortho Francis, where was I? Richard S., 666, Unicorn Death. And Red Door, in Ypsilanti, let's go!
Hey, let's go, Michigan, all right!
All right, the Butterman, Dave V, Dan S, Last White Rhino, Listener Bob Monroe, Stashu,
that's you,
Trashville, that's you, Cresty, Box Cutters, Jay Reagan, Dancing Fool, Last White Rhino, Joe Krause, hey, Joe Krause, Jay Reagan, listen, Mr. Dobolina. All right, who else do we got on the chopping block? This is a lot. Do you want to read?
No, I don't read really.
This energetic music is making me sweat. It's making me sweat, and it's making me want
to... We should turn on every record and...
We're going to turn on all the records.
Everything.
Every single one. Thank you. Oh. One moment. I want to stop and say thanks for bringing... you brought a red suitcase filled with a bunch of sound effects. Today, thank you. I want to thank you for today's Foley-laden, Foley-heavy show. The first of its kind in the Dance With Me, Stanley universe. I think you did a great job. I want to say hi to Feldy and Brooklyn Dutch and Travin... And RDO Cart, Dino Delos Muertos, Carmichael, V on the boards, Mr. Dobolina, Lazy Pierogi, Youper Listener, 1970N. We want to thank you, Rex Dog, Egg Maniac, Troy.
And also, if you don't got anything going on this weekend and you're in the New York area, look for the Box Cutter Collective. They'll be performing somewhere, but I don't remember where. Look them up online. TheBoxCutterCollective.org. Who helped us write this great show? Thank you so much.
All right. To be honest with you, though. All right. We got a special thing for you. All right. Pipe down, okay?
Pipe down.
All right. Really, though. I'm just getting my thank yous ready because marathon is next week and it's all about thanking you! Yeah, that's right. You win a prize. We have a special segment for you now. You want to hear your horoscope? I have a little treat for you.
Committed to each spell cast. You can't turn back. Part-time witchcraft is impossible. It will become your lifetime involvement. With spells, you'll generate vibrant forces and attract various energies. Each sun sign has a flower suited to its special emotional needs and temperament. If you're Aries, and you need emotional love in order to survive, pink shooting stars are for you. Taurus, hungry for physical unity, will be satisfied when violet wood sorrels come to the rescue. Gemini, experience painful disloyalties without help from the lavender fillaries. Cancer's temptatious love affairs will be protected with blossoms of the white spring beauty. Your majestic ego, Leo, is matched by spirited lovers with the golden thistle. Virgo, your need for romantic freedom is guaranteed by the wild blue vervain.
Alright, enough horoscopes. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I want to thank you again, Jason! Woo! Yeah! Go, Jason! You win! Brand new!
Dingy Bell?
What do you want to win?
A Dingy Bell?
You win a brand new whatever you imagine! I want to thank you again for being on today's installment of the Dance With Me Stanley Show. Thank you for tuning in and listening. You win a brand new car.
Got it.